Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Justice Hill met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
I mean, we're just having fun. We're working. We're trying to get better every single day. And that's what he brings to the room, too. He's just serious, making sure we're working and getting better every day. And that just feeds throughout the whole room. And then when we're out here, we're just having fun. I mean, it's a game. And we just try to have fun with it. I mean, it's easy to get caught up in all the business side of stuff, but we're just having fun, too. Oh, I mean, he's one of the best running backs to ever play in the game. And like just be able to play alongside of him and learn from him, watch how he approaches each and every day. I mean, I was ecstatic, you know. I've been lucky to have some good vets around here, from Mark Ingram to Gus. And I've learned so much from all those guys. And so just being here with Derek the last couple months, I've already learned so much. And so it's going to be exciting to see what we do throughout the year, and we're going to have fun. It means a lot, man. I mean, you just work hard, you just enjoy the process, and that's what I've been doing since I've been here. I mean, obviously everybody would want to come in and be a starter right off the bat, but, you know, everybody has a different journey, and I've just been enjoying my journey. I'm getting better every year, and I've just been enjoying just doing that. And so just to hear that, I mean, that means a lot, but we still got a lot more to do, and just want to go out there and prove everybody right.
Justice, how different does it feel coming into this year knowing how much you relied upon at the end of last year and now being, you know, the guy right behind Derek and starting caliber back? How different does it feel this year in the running back room?
I mean, it doesn't feel any different. I mean, we come to work every day, and everybody in the room, every single person, every running back in the room has that mindset to where if their name is called, they're going to be ready to go. And that's my mindset since I've been here. I've always been ready to go. And so just being able to get those opportunities and take advantage of those opportunities has been great. And so I just want to continue to do that and just have a great year, have a fun year, and go and win.
Hey, start over.
You got two young guys that brought their life to marriage.
Those guys, man, they come and work. I mean, They're young guys, but they have pro mindsets, you know, and that's really what you need, just to be able to come in and work through the ups and downs of the injuries or whatever situation you're going through. Definitely with Vori, just the injury, just fighting through that and being strong mentally. It's been awesome to see how he approaches each and every day, and he's just going to continue to get better. I mean, we got one of the best D-lines in the league. And being able to go up against that in practice is going to make the games so much easier. So he's been doing well. They've both been doing well. And just to see their progression from springtime to now getting the pads on, it's going to be exciting to see when we get to the season.
Specifically in a run game with the O-line and guys kind of moving in and out of different spots and still trying to find that mix, what has been the most impressive progression to you since camp started? And what do you think you guys are going to use, mm-hmm. you know, the rest of the camp and the preseason? Mm-hmm.
I think just the mentality. Jody, the O-line coach, you know, he brings a certain mentality to where they're going to work hard every day. Like, they're going to work, and he's not going to let anybody slack off. And so with that kind of leader at the front, at the coach, at the coaching spot, it's kind of hard to even see any type of downturn in the offensive line, no matter who is in there. And every single day they come in here, they're fine off the ball, working on pad level, getting strong, and I mean, it's going to be exciting to see, man, because those guys always know how to move people off the ball, and they're going to just continue to do that. So no worries with those guys. They're just going to continue to do that thing.
Justice, what was it like today seeing Derrick Henry get going downhill a little bit more and yourself just more contact and seeing some bodies flying a little bit?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's football. I mean, that's the fun stuff. Like when we're out here in the spring, when we're out here with no pads, like obviously it's fun to be out here doing the plays, but once you actually get the pads on, rocking and rolling, I mean, there's nothing better than that because that's football. And so it's just fun. It's just fun. I'll say that at the end of it. I mean, I just love coming out here and having fun. Every part of my game I want to improve on. So it's not just one single area I can point out, but everything. I mean, from running to blocking to receiving, I've been working on all these things tirelessly. And so it's fun to see how the progression goes each year, how I feel more confident just because I've been putting in that work. And then the more work you put in, the more confident you get. And so it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, I got
some stuff, but I can't tell it. I mean, he definitely giving me some gems, stuff that I'm gonna apply, but I just keep that on the wraps until y'all see it. But then y'all see him like, okay, that might have been something Derek might have taught him. So yeah, he definitely done gave me some wisdom.
Just one more question. This contract for you, large part based on special teams, but also based on what you provide as a running back. How much of the Ravens instill the need to be a survivor in the NFL, play a 5, 6, 7, 8-year career as opposed to a 4 or less by being a special teams contributor as well as playing offensive?
I really think it's actually a special thing to do when you come in, because it teaches you the game. I mean, like before, I've never played special teams before I got here. And so I never even realized it was a part of the game. Like, you know it's a part of the game, but you don't realize how important it is to the game. And it teaches you so much technique. Like, it teaches you things that you can apply to offense, apply to defense. And even though you're not getting those reps on offense and defense, doing things on special teams helps you improve as an offensive and defensive player. And so the thing that they do, allowing people to go in and start on special teams and cultivate careers that way, it prolongs everybody's career offensively, and even if you just stay on special teams. And so it's definitely a great skill set that I'm glad I got the opportunity to develop.
All right, thank you, Justin. All right. Mm-hmm.